Atlanta's number one hip-hop station, out 107.9 in Pursuit of the King and Crew. Of course, ATL B.O.B. featuring Trey Songz, Not For Long. Love that joint right there. I also love Techie Tuesdays in the ATL. But before that, I got to send a shout-out to all the veterans out there. Make sure y'all come check me out tonight. Barnacles, man, Duluth is crazy. $2 Tuesdays. Y'all come see me tonight. Empress Cersei, Daddy Dre, DJ Swift. We're going to get it in tonight. Now, Beyonce, one of the favorite parts of the show is just learning some new technology, because you always got the hottest gadgets when it comes to Techie Tuesdays.
All right, so much going on. First of all, now, big shout-out to my Instagram people out there. You love your Instagram. You're like me. You get a little happy sometimes. Cersei does, too. You might type too fast. Well, your prayers have been answered. You can now edit your captions on Instagram.
Okay.
But cool. You have to go to your actual folder and do the update. And once you do the update, there's going to be three little dots at the bottom. And so you just hit edit, and it goes right where it needs to be. Thank God.
Now, is this once it's been posted or
what? Once it's been posted,
okay,
you can
cool.
go back and edit the caption.
Gotcha.
So say you put someone's name, you didn't put somebody's name. Oh, man.
Yeah.
You didn't add me on. No.
Somebody said it earlier, but they didn't say it like you did. That's why we have you.
Well, it's okay. We all love Miss Shanika. We just know she's not that bright. I heard her. It's okay. Cool. Also, right. For all my video game fans out there, I wasn't here last week because, of course, Election Day and all the great coverage that we did, but Call of Duty Modern Warfare is out. Advanced Warfare. I'm so excited. I've been on it all week. If you want to play me, I'm on Xbox. Miss Aloysius. Great game. Now, a lot of people are saying that they don't like the way you can kind of fly up in the air now. Well, guess what? It's still great. It's a fabulous game. Awesome to check out. Also, for all of my Halo fans out there, the Master Chief Edition with all the Heritage games, and you can kind of go back and forth and play those, as well as for my PS4 fans, Assassin's Creed is available. Now, if you're looking the holidays, you're getting ready to go shopping, right?
Uh-huh.
Cersei, you have tons of kids, so
yes.
You might need to get a new console.
I was just about to ask that, too.
Okay. Well, Xbox 360 has a great deal. They've dropped the price. Now, originally, it's about $500, right?
Right.
That's just the starting price.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they dropped their price because they're trying to compete with the Sony PS4. So right now, through January 1st, Xbox is now selling the Xbox One for $349.
Mm.
And they got all types of great bundles. You can go to Xbox.com. But there's also other deals you need to look out for as well, because, you know, typically you can get free games and stuff around Black Friday.
Right.
So you still got time.
Okay.
I'd still wait for better deals. And make sure you keep it locked right here, because we're going to have all your updates.
Now, is it going to be tough getting video games this year, too, like every year?
No.
Because, I mean, I know the games have been out, you know, sometimes, like, I guess it was last year when it was hard to get them.
I really don't think it's been hard to get games, though.
Okay.
And right. Especially with a lot of people pre-ordering, I think that's, people don't wait in line for games like they used to. Like, now they want you to
get
them.
Well, not the game, the system. The game
systems. Last year, that's when they first came out.
Okay.
Now I don't think that so much. I think that a lot of people already have them, or the people who want to get them are buying them in advance, like right now.
Yeah.
So if you're really looking to get them, go to Xbox.com and check out the Xbox One. But of course, a lot of people are PS4 fans as well. So,
yeah.
You know, PS4 has definitely outsold Xbox. So make sure you check that out as well. And last but not least, Microsoft has joined the fitness band entourage. It's a pretty good fitness band. It's actually pretty awesome. I
okay.
don't like the way it looks, but it does have a color screen, which is different than the Nike Fuel Band and some of the other ones. But it's a lot more expensive. It's $200.
Damn.
But the cool thing about it is it doesn't just have one sensor. It has 10 sensors. So not only is it going to tell your steps, your physical movement, it could tell you how hot you are. It could tell you what the degree is outside. It could tell you when you're stressed out. It's pretty amazing, and it has GPS on it as well. So if it's for you, check it out, hotspotatl.com. But that is your Techie Tuesday upload, and you can always follow me at Beyonce ATL on Instagram and Twitter.